The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Now, I mentioned right at the outset of the show, and you would have heard it in the news headlines today, about changes in the law in the UK to allow 16 and 17-year-olds a vote in the next general election there. Adam Bolton, the political commentator, is with me. Adam, so when is the next general election due?
Well, the general election is not due until the summer of 2029, 4 years away. The Labour Party had this as a pledge in their manifesto in last year's election, that they would introduce voting at the general election for 16-year-olds. And what's happened today is that they have announced that in the course of the next year, they're going to legislate for that to come into law, to be ready for that next general election.
And is it broadly being welcomed, this announcement today?
No, not really. As I say, on the Labour side, they have been in favour of it, and we've already seen voting introduced to 16-year-olds, for example, in Scotland for their local elections and in Wales. So people on the Progressive side are generally welcoming this, but the Conservatives are saying it's gerrymandering because they think that giving 16 and 17-year-olds the vote is likely to favour the Labour Party. And that really is a bit of an old-fashioned way of looking at things. In fact, the early opinion polls suggest that, yes, perhaps 33% of young people will favour the Labour Party. But then the second biggest group will favour Reform UK, Nigel Farage's party. And then the Greens are also quite popular with young voters. But the reality is the experience suggests, frankly, that relatively few of the under-18s actually bother to cast their vote. And when they do, they pretty much follow the national picture. So whether it would make much difference politically, I think, is an open question.
And the rationale then being put forward for those who are in favour of it, Adam, is what? Is it? It's about engaging young people in civic discourse, or what is it?
Yes, it's Angela Rayner, the Deputy Prime Minister, has written about it in the newspapers today. What they say is young people as young as 16 can go to work, can pay tax, can have other responsibilities. Therefore, it is a democratizing process in terms of increasing the franchise. I mean, it has to be said at the same time that you have to be 18 in England to get married or to get a tattoo or to drink alcohol in a pub. So this is reducing the age at which people can vote below the level at which they can do some other things that are normally identified with adulthood.
Do you think it's a good idea?
I personally do think it's a good idea. And the reason I think it's a good idea is perhaps not the obvious one. I think it's pretty clear that people are increasingly disengaged with politics. We know that the under 25s are a group that don't really turn out in large numbers to vote. And I think there's just a chance that the novelty of giving 16 to 18-year-olds, most of whom will still be in full-time education, the vote, may engage them perhaps more than people in, you know, in their late teens and early 20s who are interested in other things. And it could be, therefore, with the rising generations, a habit that forms at school, effectively, which then is carried on into later life. And if more people are engaged with politics, I think that has to be a good thing.
Adam Bolton, political commentator, former Sky News political editor as well. Adam, thanks a million. Breed Smith with me, the former TD for People Before Profit. Breed, do you think we should do likewise in this country?
Yeah, I do. And I said to your researcher earlier on that we had drafted a bill on this, but very recently the Social Democrats put a bill through first stage at the Dáil on this issue. And I do think it's a good idea. One of my first experiences as an elected politician was my involvement in the climate movement. And at that time, not so much now, but at that time, it was dominated by, largely dominated by 13, 14, 15, 16, 17-year-olds. They led a big battle to say we want system change, not climate change, and we want the government to take radical action to deal with our environment. And I think that's an important point, because it is that generation who are going to have to live with the future that we are leaving them. And that is a future where the planet's in great danger, where biodiversity loss is massive, and the possibility of us overheating the planet looms large, and will cause and is causing a huge amount of drastic weather changes in everywhere, including here in Ireland. So I think young people should have a say in what sort of society and what sort of country that they want to grow up and live in and do business in. If we allow them to work and pay taxes and even join the defence forces at 16, 17, then they should be allowed to vote.
And do you think that a majority of those young people, or certainly a greater portion of them, would support parties of the left?
Well, I think what Adam Bolton said there is telling, because they have the experience of it in Scotland and Wales, and there's also similar experiences in something like 16 German states allow people vote at that early age, and also in Austria from 16 on. And I think what's panning out is to show that a good chunk of them do, but a good chunk also go in other directions as well. And that's the way life is. But I do think that it's if we want to live in a democracy, that the sky is not going to fall in by allowing 16-year-olds to vote at that age. It would also encourage them to think critically about the world they live in and to learn more about politics as they go through school.
The line kind of gave up on us just there at the end, so apologies to people, but they absolutely got the point you were making, Breed, and thank you for your time. Breed Smith, the former People Before Profit, Solidarity, TD, lots of people with strong views on this. Of course, the left are in favour of young people voting. They want to give handouts for nothing, and most teenagers want something for nothing. Under 18s should not get the vote. Certainly that's the kind of perceived wisdom. I thought it was interesting, as Breed said, the point Adam Bolton made. Actually, the evidence would suggest that young people, 16 and 17-year-olds, vote the same way everybody else does. That, yes, in the UK, the Labour Party are the most popular party with that group, but second to them are Reform, and that's reflected in the national opinion polls as well. And in Scotland, there wasn't a huge change in the political direction of that country when they allowed 16 and 17-year-olds vote. So maybe we over-egg that particular pudding. If we give 16-year-olds the vote, then we will treat them as adults, or we should treat them as adults in the courts, says somebody else. Having had three 16-year-olds, I am solidly against letting them vote. They have no idea of economics, of day-to-day spending, of fiscal policies, or even who our ministers are. Their heads are in their phones. They are susceptible to influencers and believe what they see on their phones rather than a lived experience. I was the exact same at 16, and I would think completely differently now regarding what our country needs and what I expect of our politicians. You know what? I tend to agree. I mean, that's my instinct to agree with that sentiment. I find 16-year-olds are pretty feckless. But then you know what? When I think about it, I know lots of feckless adults and they all get the vote.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.